It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to travel over to Montevideo to CCM Health. And we're going to visit with Sadie Enberg. Good morning, Sadie.
Good morning, Paul.
How's your day going so far?
So far, so good. It's a beautiful day.
It is. That's right. Well, Sadie, let me see if I get this right. You're the Director of Rehabilitation Services, Physical Therapist, a Certified Athletic Trainer. Is that correct?
Yes, all of the above.
Any more?
Nope, those are the three.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning. We appreciate it. Why don't you introduce yourself to us, some of our listeners.
Yeah, well, like you said, I'm Sadie Enberg. I'm the Director of Rehab Services at CCM Health. I am also a physical therapist. I've been a physical therapist for the last 7 years, and I'm originally a certified athletic trainer, and that's a licensure I still hold, and I've been doing that for 14 years, so spending a lot of time in the sports and orthopedic world, doing all sorts of things. That's kind of the beauty of those jobs and also being out in a rural area, so really enjoy everything that's tied to that. I grew up here in Montevideo, so born and raised, familiar to the area, and just working to take care of people one day at a time.
All right, there you go. You graduate from Montevideo High School?
I did.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, I think I know what we're going to talk about this morning, but why don't you let me know, what are we going to chat with about this morning?
So today I thought we'd chat a little bit about sports and orthopedic injuries. Summertime's definitely a busy time and people are far more active. I mean, after we hibernate all winter long, people are usually pretty eager to get out and enjoy the nice weather, especially the weather that we've been having lately. So people are more active, and sometimes, unfortunately, that means that the risk for injuries can be a little bit higher. And then eventually, too, as now we're already halfway through July, it's crazy how that happens, but then people will be gearing up for fall sports, especially our high school athletes. So just talking a little bit about, you know, what to do in the case of an injury or a concern or something you're not quite sure what to do with, what we can do to help, and things that you can expect.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Summertime, a lot more people are outside, and injuries do happen, don't they?
Yeah, yep, sure do. Been there, done that myself.
Yep.
So,
my wife and I go for a walk early in the morning around Madison here, and, you know, I stepped in a little pothole type thing and kind of twisted my ankle. You know, it's not bad. I can still walk on it, but it's a little painful once in a while.
Yep. And I honestly, the twisted ankle is a great example to use kind of as we go through and talk about some of the options. I mean, I usually kind of joke with my patients and say that it's very, you know, Minnesotan or Midwestern of them. A lot of people will take that watch and wait approach, which can definitely be okay in certain situations. If, like in the example of you and your walk, you just stepped a little funny, twisted it a little, but maybe didn't go down to the ground, you caught yourself fine, you were able to walk it off. That's definitely a situation where, yeah, it would be appropriate to watch, wait, take care of it. Something people are usually pretty familiar with is the RICE approach, R-I-C-E, which is an acronym for rest, ice, compression, and elevation. The rest part, that's actually a relative rest. It doesn't mean you have to sit down and sit in the chair and do absolutely nothing until you feel great again. It just means you might have to back off of some of your usual activities and be kind of kind to whatever it is you're trying to give a little bit of a break to. Icing can definitely be very helpful, 20 minutes on every hour. If you're using a gel pack or one of those cold packs, make sure you have something thin, whether a thin layer of clothing or a paper towel in between, just so you don't frostbite yourself. But a bag of ice, that could go right on the skin. Ice doesn't get quite as cold as those cold packs do. Compression can be really helpful. So if you have a support sleeve or sometimes there's elastic socks that are made to help with this, giving a little bit of compression there just to help decrease the risk of swelling, especially with those gravity-dependent, you know, legs, knees, ankles, those sorts of things where gravity is just going to want to push that swelling down. That can be something that can be helpful. And then to help counteract that, putting it up in the air. Lay down, relax on the couch, get that foot up in the air whenever you have the chance to, and that can also help get some of that swelling out of the way too. So, you know, that's definitely the most conservative of options as ways to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about, you know, if it gets worse, we come in and see you and stuff like that, right?
Correct. So there's a few different options, and they vary on the level of severity of the injury. So if you've, you know, already tried the Rice approach, the little bit of the watch and wait, and things either aren't improving, it's more significant from the start. So say that, yeah, you stepped in that hole, but yep, it caused you to fall to the ground, and you haven't been able to put weight on it since. Or if, you know, even if it seems relatively minor, but some people just feel better having someone take a look at it, there's a few different options that you can go with. Here at CCM Health, we have a walk-in clinic. That's available daily, and so that's an opportunity where you don't necessarily need to call ahead and schedule an appointment. Walk-in literally means walk-in. You come into our main reception area, they'll get you scheduled on the walk-in clinic, and then the provider will see you as soon as available. If it's not super urgent, like you're maybe okay waiting a day or two, getting in with their primary care provider. Some day, same day visits are available, but otherwise we'll get you scheduled first available. Or we have a wonderful orthopedics team here with Dr. Brandt and then Shana Lovedahl, who's a physician's assistant that works with him as well. And anything that's real severe, you know, usually people know what we're talking about here, but for something maybe that's clearly broken, then definitely showing up and having a visit to our emergency department where we can triage that and take care of you absolutely right away and make sure we get you pointed in the right direction. Those are usually the three options as far as getting things evaluated after an injury.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned referrals from your doctor. If it's severe enough, then you work with the patient then, huh?
Yeah. So in my line of work as a physical therapist, we see plenty of patients that actually that's kind of the meat and potatoes of a lot of physical therapy is working with patients with orthopedic injuries. So usually a referral to physical therapy is recommended. I mean, we are largely the ones that deal with mobility, return to play, those sorts of things. But we also have an occupational therapist here on staff who has a special interest in wrist and hand therapy. So if, say, you know, you tripped, you fell, and you land wrong, and you sprained your wrist pretty good, or maybe broke a finger or something like that, then in that case, an occupational therapist would work with you and work towards getting back essentially what you need, making sure things are moving the way they should, you get your strength back, and you return to any of the activities that you want to be able to do.
Okay, talk a little bit about that first visit with you then. How does that go?
Yeah. Yep, so what we require to be seen in physical therapy is a referral from whichever of those providers that you see, whether that's a walk-in, primary care, orthopedics, or a physician in the emergency department. And at that first visit, we do an evaluation. We take a look at that injury. We talk to you about what happened, how it happened. You know, maybe it's a chronic issue. It didn't come from a trip and fall, but this is something that's been bothering you for months. We get to the root of the problem. We do a few different tests as far as to essentially confirm what we think is the problem or the issue, and then we'll work with you to get started on early exercises to get you on the road to recovery. We're definitely there to help you through the process, but you can typically expect you'll have a little bit of homework too. We want people to be able to help themselves and know what to do when, you know, they don't have us immediately right there in the room to help. So,
okay. Yeah, I would guess you work with a lot of high school athletes, huh?
Yes, yeah, we do get quite a few high school athletes, and that's what before I went back to PT school, that was my main job as an athletic trainer. I worked both in the high school setting as well as an orthopedic clinic, but like I said, I'm still an athletic trainer. We have another physical therapist here on staff who's also an athletic trainer and covers, you know, some of our area local sporting events. So we do see our fair share of those. We have good relationships with the coaches, especially here in Montevideo. So it's great to be able to be a resource for them and provide those sorts of services or be a sounding board or talk through and kind of triage, like, oh, is this something that should be further evaluated? You know, should they come see you? Do we need to see the doc? We can help with those sorts of decisions. But especially now, talking to people as we're getting back into that fall sports season and planning ahead and getting ready for those first days of practice, one of the important things that we want to make sure the athletes are aware of, especially if you're a brand new athlete entering seventh grade, or typically your 10th graders, every athlete needs to have a athletic physical on file with the school before they're able to participate. Sometimes that can come as a surprise to people, so the sooner you can plan ahead and get that taken care of, the better. They're good for 3 years, so that's why I say typically seventh graders and incoming 10th graders are your demographic that people need to look to renew those, but any time that you're maybe going to be starting a sport as, say, a freshman, we'd still need to have that sports physical completed and on file with the school before you could participate.
Okay. If you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're talking to Sadie Enberg from CCM Health in Montevideo. And Sadie, what kind of advice would you have for parents or coaches or athletes?
I would say, I mean, use your available resources. I can speak to essentially what's available here in Montevideo, but I do know that a lot of area communities and surrounding areas do a great job as far as having medical personnel available at their sporting events or at practices, or have contacts for coaches to reach out to. Please use us. That's what we are there for. We are there to help. Sometimes injuries can be concerning, worrisome, or not really sure where to start. We definitely want to help get you the care that you need, but also point you in the right direction. I also want to encourage people, and especially athletes, to realize sometimes we get a bit of a bad rap where people think like, oh, I'm not going to say anything because if I do, they're just going to hold me out.
Right.
That's very much not the case. We want you to do everything that you possibly can as safely as you can. So we keep you involved, and if that means you can do some of the drills but not all of them in a practice, we let you do that. But we just help you do as much as you can safely while still recovering and getting back to what you need to do. So use us as a resource. And also tied to that and the sports physical that I mentioned as well, CCM Health is partnering with the Montevideo High School. So on Wednesday, August 9th, and Thursday, August 10th, both from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., there are appointments available at the schools. They're trying to find a way to make this an easy process for kids to get those child and teen checkups, sports physicals, and immunizations done. So like I said, August 9th and August 10th, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., there are appointments available where we can make that an easy process. Typically, those well child checks are covered by insurance. If you're looking at just a sports-only visit, it says they're available for $48. But if you're interested in that, please give us a call here at CCM Health at 320-269-8877, and we can help get that scheduled.
Okay, real good, Sadie. Well, that was a wealth of information there.
Yeah, a lot of information, short amount of time, but I, like I said, I can kind of talk about anything. So
I can tell that you really enjoy your job.
Yes, I do. I really enjoy it. It's really fun to get to work with, you know, athletes and getting people, you know, whether it's a high school athlete or a weekend warrior or just someone that wants to get back to doing the things that they want to do and being out there and being active. It's a really rewarding thing to be able to do. So.
All right, real good, Sadie. Thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Sadie Enberg from CCM Health in Montevideo, and that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.